Chapter 20. Vindication. Inside my mind, I drew up the schematics of a plan, similar to the way I would on Galactic Conquest. To get into sixth form, I'd need to pass 5 GCSEs in just 9 months. With such limited time, spreading myself too thin was unaffordable. Thus, I chose to undertake 3 GCSEs, all based on required workload and past success. Mathematics and English literature were abandoned from the get-go, which left me with religious education, media, and English language. 3 subjects instead of 5 eliminated much of the pressure. If possible, I'd spend most of my time out of the classroom. Stress had been a huge factor in the previous year's breakdown, and I wasn't keen to let it seep in again. A return to English class was already off the table. The single day Rosalind taught me English one-to-one proved more effective and more enjoyable than the entirety of my time spent avoiding pencils in that classroom. I'd do everything I could to ensure an easy transition year, because my plan was built on one cast-iron certainty. At the end of Year 11, I was leaving Crown Heights for another school, whether that was Oakwood or somewhere else I found suitable. Beyond that, my next move in life's game of chess wasn't university. Rather, I wanted to take small steps in the right direction, with the end goal of becoming an independent adult. On the first day back at school, the bus had several empty seats, albeit one had been taken by a shuddering Year 7. I sat solitary, looking out the window and listening to music. This morning it was Slipknot, The Devil in I. For me, the song's lyrics and shifting riffs reflected recent events online. I went too far, targeting his grandma like that. No, think about what he did to everyone. You couldn't just let him carry on. "Max, are you coming?" Jaden asked. The bus had come to a halt. We had arrived at school. "Oh, shit, sorry." I stuffed my iPod and headphones inside my bag. "Coming."
"Wait, can you two help Simon find his way up?" the escort requested.
She pointed to a tiny boy, frozen in the playground, unsure what to do.
"Yeah, sure."
I jumped off the bus, catching up with Jaden.
"How was your summer?"
Images of Drax 14's parting words and that night spent awake in the hotel room washed over me.
"It was all right, I guess."
Okay. We looked behind us, searching for Simon.
"Wait, where did he go?"
"There," I pointed out. Simon pressed his palms together, utterly frozen.
"Simon, this way."
The rest of the journey was spent at a slower pace. The moment we arrived at Portum, Charlotte took Simon into the kitchen.
Just like she did with me in Year 7.
Jaden went to catch up with the other boys, and I plotted my first move.
"Lucas always checked the timetable. Good place to start."
"And you know, Simon, we're all so happy to have you in Portum," Charlotte chirped.
"Uh-huh,"
murmured Simon. I entered the room, finding today's timetable on the kitchen counter.
"Sorry, just a moment, please."
She strode toward me.
"Lucas isn't here, you know that, don't you?"
"Yes,"
I replied, searching for my name on the timetable.
"Follow me. Sorry about all this, Simon."
"Why are you apologising for me?"
"Where are we going?"
"To your new room. I hope you appreciate it." Charlotte pointed to a door at the back of the computer room. If the chipped wooden frame was any indication, it was a poorly maintained oddity. When I opened the door, it answered with a weary whine.
"You're giving me the Turing room? Didn't it belong to Carlos?"
"Yes, but he's not here anymore."
"That's why I used past tense."
Cracked walls and peeling paint, the only table was a long slab of laminated wood.
"I need..."
"You can't have the Mondrian room, and we can't be as flexible anymore. It's either this or you can be like everyone else. Do you know how many people want their own room? You're incredibly lucky to have one."
"I know, but..."
"Sorry, I need to get back to Simon. Tell me later."
I shrugged, a heavy sigh escaping my mouth.
"She'll come around. I'll just have to get a computer myself."
I scoured the room for an Ethernet jack. Without access to the internet, my work would be a lot more difficult. Fortunately, one sat just under the empty notice board. A teaching assistant I was friendly with helped me find a computer and speakers.
"Hi, Max. I'm here to do some English work with you," greeted Rosalind.
I spun around with eyes wider than the solar system.
"Are you okay?"
Yes, I'm fine. Good. That's going to make things easier. Can you give me a second to set this up?
She watched me hurriedly connect everything, but things soon came to a standstill when I realised I needed an extra socket for the speakers.
Have you seen an extension lead anywhere?
I don't think so.
Let me just bring in some chairs. We don't have anywhere to sit. Right. I forgot about the chairs.
Yes, sitting down would be a start, wouldn't it? I smirked.
What's wrong with the floor?
She began to chuckle.
Nothing. Would you prefer it? No, I'm good with chairs.
I've got two here, and you needed something else, right?
Yes, the speakers won't work without an extension lead.
I'll get you one later today, deal? I'd like to start English as soon as possible.
All right. But I don't want to be without sound for too long.
Okay, that's fine. Now let's crack on with our English work. 18th of the 9th, 2017. Dear Lucy and Nick, this is just a quick note to let you know how brilliantly Max is working in his English lessons. I am teaching Max English every day and have been since the beginning of this term. He has impressed me so much with his focus and hard work in English. Every single lesson I have had with him, he has worked so brilliantly, showing complete focus. We have been looking at heritage text for the English language exam, and he has shown a real understanding of text. Last week we were working on an exam question and he wrote an excellent answer. I would appreciate it if you could also give some praise to Max. I have been so impressed by his attitude. Bye for now. Rosalind. For the most part, it was a breakneck blitz. I missed Lucas, but formed great relationships with Caleb, Lily and Olivia, the teaching assistants who worked with me. To avoid the crowds in between transitions, I arrived early and left 5 minutes before the lesson ended. It didn't help develop my resilience, but I wanted an easy last year. Charlotte shuffled her feet, arms crossed. I hope this isn't the start of you regressing.
I prefer to do the classwork in Portum.
That's fine, but we still expect you to attend classes.
She'll come around eventually.
The approach I took to learning was rarely orthodox. Instead of slaving away at homework, I inspected the resources intended for teachers. My guiding motto was, understand how it works or hit your head against the wall. Nobody could bring themselves to disagree. Ironically, the exam techniques I developed were methodological. I'd have exact sentence starters and an exact number of paragraphs. To prevent myself from feeling overwhelmed, I retained only the important information. I'd also seen progress in other areas. At my grandmother's 80th birthday, I gave a speech in front of a crowd. Through sheer endurance, I learnt to tolerate water on my face in the shower. Online, I'd become community manager for a project recreating a closed children's MMO, massively multiplayer online game, which, without getting too technical, was a manageable responsibility. One day, when we completed our work, I hoped to share my involvement on a shiny CV. As ever, accompanied by music, I discovered my favourite Disturbed song, called Rise. On Galactic Conquest, music sponsored every battle. At my first mock exam, it was a galvanising war cry. A week later, Charlotte and Rosalind bounced into the cheering room, beaming ear to ear. Jaden and I exchanged a bug-eyed glance.
You got an A on your English mock, Charlotte exulted. That translates to a 7, Rosalind added. Seriously, well done. You should be proud of yourself.
Jaden gasped.
You got a 7. Holy shit.
He pumped his fist in the air.
Jaden, language, Charlotte scolded. Just to remind you.
He groaned, hand slumped on the desk. One mock exam defeated, 2 to go, and then the term would be over. Because of my successes, Rosalind convinced me to take English literature as a 4th GCSE. The next mock wasn't until February, but we began studying anyway. My gaze fixated on a shed, barely large enough to hide in. Mum and Dad stood behind me. In front, a headteacher twirled around.
Any questions, Max? She asked.
Go on, you can ask. Are you interested in our garden shed?
How many students do you have here?
36. You'd make 37.
Right.
I left the small complex with bowed shoulders searching for a bench. Dad sat with me, passing a bottle of water.
It's fine if you don't want to go there, he said.
It's too small and too far from home. I'd probably end up hiding inside the shed.
Mum pressed her lips tightly.
It has a mainstream like Portum. That's my point. I already struggle, so why move from one Portum to another?
Right. I don't know what we're going to do then. That just leaves us with Oakwood.
I'll visit it and then weigh up my options. I don't want to choose until I've seen them all, even if it ends up being the lesser of two evils.
We'll probably be at a tribunal if you choose Oakwood.
I didn't get this far without you fighting.
Disaster struck before my final mock exam. Our central heating broke and a migraine poisoned me with a crushing pain. Nonetheless, I revised and, though drained, still wanted to undertake the exam. Lily tried to console me.
You're going to smash it. You know that, don't you?
Hopefully.
Most of our kids wouldn't be able to catch up like you have. You're brilliant. Don't forget it.
I nodded weakly.
Thanks. Just doing my best.
You need to give yourself more credit. Down there, I babysit SEN. Up here, I help you do something great.
I nodded weakly.
Thanks. I'm just doing my best.
A tiny smile escaped my mouth. But it grew into a huge grin when I entered Costa Coffee.
Lucas, you still come here?
He smirked.
Ha, you found my little secret. How are you doing, Max?
About to do an RE exam. I had no idea you still come here.
Well, what can I say? You've converted me.
Emboldened by a chance encounter, I charged the exam head on. Days later, at the end of term, Arthur and Lucas surprised us with a visit. Jaden and I bolted toward them the second they entered Portum. A thrilling end to the term indeed. On New Year's Eve, I sat in bed, basking in my achievements. Presumably, I had passed all my mocks. Charlotte's faith had been restored. Everyone was proud. And I'd continued to work as a community manager, forging new friendships and working towards a common goal online. For once, things were going well.
It says here I got a 9 in RE, I said exultantly. Are they serious?
Yes, seriously. Well done, Max, congratulated Rosalind.
Charlotte sauntered over, admiring the paper with my mock results.
You know, you could stay for sixth form.
4 months ago, you wanted to throw me out. Guess the numbers are all that matter.
How would that even work? You told my parents I couldn't stay.
If you pass 4 GCSEs, and we believe you will, then you'll be able to do 2 level 2 courses in sixth form.
Don't people go to sixth form for A-levels?
Not always, said Rosalind. I'm friendly with the English department. If you do well enough on your exams, I'm sure we can bend the rules a little. Very few students get a 9. In old money, it translates as to an A-star, or more specifically between 80 and 100%. In just 3 months, I'd achieved every teacher's dream. For Portum, it's a shining example of success, affecting the outlook people now have on the provision available there. Charlotte wanted people doing well in sixth form, so bending the rules and shifting her limited resources to me was a no-brainer. Shortly after receiving my results, I made an application to Crown Heights sixth form. However, this was a safety net, not a firm choice. Did I really want to stay at Portum? Or was 5 years a good place to end on? Charlotte had remained rigid, always telling my family that come July 2018 I would have to leave Portum. Those words sent us into a spiral of uncertainty, and for months we feared I'd be condemned to a vegetative state at home. Now that she had shifted the goalposts, I couldn't help feeling somewhat miffed. Lucas, Arthur and several other TAs had left. My cohort and I were growing older. Sooner or later, Portum would welcome a new generation. I cared for a lot of the people there, but had also come to a crossroads in my life. The era of secondary school and galactic conquest was wearing thin. The choices I made now would determine what would take its place. Come March, I'd made 2 visits to the Oakwood sixth form site. I saw an opportunity there for a new start. It was a much more mature environment than Portum, and being a private school gave them more flexibility. In crossing the bridge to adulthood, I would need more than academia. The school was alien to me, but they placed emphasis on what I needed. Life skills. I'd have 3 years to mature and catch up with my peers. It would be a leap and a half, but perhaps I needed that push to grow.
I still loved Portum and had little time to choose between both. After 3 years of delay, the local authority was close to finalising my EHCP. I had until the end of March to decide on a placement. With mere weeks to make such a life-changing decision, I looked to my closest friends and former TAs for help. 11th of the 3rd, 2018. Lucas, it's been a while since we last spoke. I hope you get this message. I'm sending it on my dad's old iPhone. Oakwood School has offered me a place, and I need to decide before the end of the month. Like you, I've become attached to Portum, and it's difficult for me to think about leaving it behind. The opportunities at Oakwood completely eclipse what Portum can offer with its limited resources. You always said I have difficulty moving out of my comfort zone. Guess you're right. If I go to Oakwood, I'll face that difficulty head on. Things are changing, and I miss you. Just the other day, Jaden and I were talking about the time we all spent together. What is your advice, Lucas? How do I choose the right path? Best wishes, Max. 11th of the 3rd, 2018. Hi Max, I'm so pleased to hear from you. I understand what you're going through, and it's a tough decision to make, especially for your age. Unfortunately, I can't give you fair advice. There are so many variables, like what you want to do and which sixth form can help you achieve it. It's scary to think of the unknown, so learn about it. If you research your options, it won't be as scary, and you'll make a better informed decision. Now, if you think Oakwood completely eclipses Portum, then I think you should go for it. It's easy for me to say, do this, do that. But in reality, it's a million times more difficult. In life, we always face change and challenges. It's like a video game. You start in a fun green grass area and get comfortable. Then you move to another location. It is nice in the grass area, but it's not helping you level up anymore. You need to level up to progress in the game. That means eventually facing the final boss. Do you remember when you told me about your first day at Portum? You said it was so scary. But you met a lot of awesome people, and I think life is always like that. We cannot escape change, but it isn't an enemy. It helps us level up and make new memories. Oakwood will be completely different to Portum. However, I'm sure they have some awesome things there. Don't get intimidated. It's not going to be like prison. There's a lot of fun stuff waiting for you there. I mean, look at you now. If you think about it, all you do in Portum is revise and take the test. Most people would think that's hell. But it's not like that at all, is it? There are awesome things in between the challenges. And if it turns out Portum is the best option, that's great too. You'll continue to be challenged there. A-levels aren't easy. Change will always be here, Max, no matter what you do. But it isn't an enemy. It helps us grow and expand our world. Always feel free to message me when you feel pressured. And don't forget that you've got a lot of people to support you. It's not you versus the world, Max. We're all in this together. Lucas. It took me almost 2 weeks to decide. But after consulting everyone, listening to their advice and weighing everything up, I chose Oakwood School. It wasn't an easy plunge, but in the long run it would be a fresh start, providing me with valuable time to mature. Portum had prepared me for the next step, and not taking it would be a disservice to all they had done for me.